Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 21st Sarajevo Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Ena Rahelic, who is the industry manager here at the festival. So thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for getting me out of this craziness, I would say, for a certain time just in this quiet environment and to have a nice conversation.
Yes, this wonderful craziness that is the industry of the Sarajevo Film Festival, which is becoming more and more important as time goes by. Maybe let's start off by actually giving an overview of what takes place at the Sarajevo Film Festival and how it just keeps getting better and better.
Well, with the 21st edition of the Sarajevo Film Festival that is already running for a few days, starting with the 14th of August, today we have the whole film industry, I would say, or at least more than 500 people arriving to Sarajevo. So for us, definitely the 19th is like a very busy day for the industry side of the festival, I would say. And of course, the wonderful craziness, as I mentioned, is great for us because, you know, you always have the beginning of the festival and you have a lot of guests coming and arriving to Sarajevo. But somehow you have this certain emptiness because you miss still all those familiar faces that you meet at the other markets where you're traveling to. So definitely we are all very much looking forward for our guests, so to say, to arrive and to have this whole movement in Hotel Europe and around where all our industry activities are taking place. So basically we have already started this morning, or actually we started already a day ago with our Doku Rough Cut Boutique Lab, that is a lab for documentaries who are in their rough cuts. So projects are meeting with the mentors, presenting their projects and pitching them. So we had already a certain amount of people being in Sarajevo ahead. And this morning we have started with our CineLink work in progress. So we had already an amount of world sales and film festival representatives who are sitting in a very nice and cozy room watching the works in progress from the region. And I think this is something that is definitely one of our strong points as well of the festival, along, of course, with the co-production market. And today, all the other guests that are arriving are, of course, taking part in all our various activities, starting with the CineLink work, CineLink development, CineLink co-production market, our CineLink work in progress, and, of course, our guests who are participating in the regional forum and European Film Forum conferences taking place the next 2 days. And, of course, then we have our industry terrace and our avant premieres. So the industry terrace was launched 3 years ago, and it is a platform for business-to-business and for film professionals from the region. But when we launched the industry terrace, how it actually came to it, it was that we really found the need to make a stronger link and bridge between the regional film professionals and the international film professionals. Of course, you had everything covered, like from the talents and the upcoming talents and our film professionals with the co-production markets and everything, but we wanted also to cover somehow with a formal, let's say, platform, also the business side that was happening here, and what was very important always for Sarajevo and the festival especially was that it was always a meeting place for the people from the region who were coming to Sarajevo and gathering to meet up and also follow up, of course, as well as just get introduced to all the film professionals from the international film industry coming to Sarajevo for the last 4 days of the festival. So we launched the Industry Terrace, who is bringing along world sales, regional distributors, regional TV, IPTV, and VOD representatives who are acquiring, of course, film contents. And also on the other side, we have production and post-production service companies and facilities who are here to meet up with the filmmakers, but also with all the film professionals and producers. So we kind of strengthen the region and also this side of the industry and the business. And I think it is working very well. I still remember when we started 3 years ago with it, you know, because the terrace functions as prearranged meetings. So we are providing also the service of prearranged meetings so the people do not have to, you know, send out 1,000 emails prior to their coming to Sarajevo and then be disappointed, you know, by not getting the responses or something and having this busyness. So we definitely decided it would be most convenient for all of the guests, you know, to just arrange everything for themselves. So the comfort is, you know, when you arrive to Sarajevo, you just go to our welcome desk and you get your schedule. So everything is already done in advance, which I think, as a certain film professional who is traveling to all the big markets, it keeps you a lot of time and work to do it. And it's pretty convenient, I would say. So sometimes, you know, I would love to have this kind of service also at other festivals. So I think this is something that is our strong point in a way as well for the film professionals.
It encourages networking.
Yeah, it encourages networking, definitely. And what I think is also very important and very encouraging is basically that the newcomers in the industry, you know, and all the newer or smaller companies who are eager to expand, you know, their businesses are getting the possibilities to meet with the key players from the region and from the international film industry, which sometimes if you're traveling to big markets, you have, of course, two groups of people. You have those who are maybe not able to travel to the big markets, you know, because it, of course, is related to all the financial issues, which I can completely understand. But also from the other hand, at bigger markets, you know, how is it, especially with world sales, when they have titles, so it's kind of the buzz, so they cannot handle maybe all of these, all of the meetings and to, you know, take the time for all the people just to meet up. And I think it's also one of the strong points for the festival because we are still quite big enough, but also quite small enough in terms of, you know, keeping a friendly size so that the people really can take this half an hour and sit down with the people from the region and get to know each other from one side and also then talk about the businesses. And you really can see the progress from the first year until this year when it's the third year, that also the people get familiar with how all of this is working, that we have a lot of film professionals who in a way enhanced their networks and also got the courage to, you know, request the meetings and meet up with the people. So we had a lot of meeting requests this year. So it was a real challenge for the whole team working on the whole coordination and the meetings to matchmake all those different activities, because the people are coming for 4 days and I would say they're coming still for pretty tough 4 days because many things are happening during these 4 days, and we matchmake all of that so that you can catch up, you know, with the works in progress, of course, if it is the target, but still also get the conferences and catch up all the meetings. So I think those are really four busy and really hard-working days. And but I still hope that also with our, you know, I would say less formal activities and the parties, we can still somehow, you know, contribute to also a more relaxed, relaxed mood, and also the networking, I think, which is very important, you know, because then you have all the people from the region who get the chance to encounter and meet up with all the professionals who maybe for them seem to be so far away, and you know, now they know that once they come to Sarajevo, they get the chance to really meet the big and the key players. And this is what is also, in a way, giving them, you know, additional possibilities.
Yeah. So what can you tell me about the Avant premieres that you mentioned a little earlier on?
Yeah, so with the Avant premieres, we started as well 3 years ago. And I think that as we are the regional film festival, and of course building the bridge to the international film industry. We also pretty much took care not to forget about our region, and especially the closest region and the business that still needs to be enhanced and strengthened within the region and all the players in the region. So, as you know, that there, I mean, if you're looking into the region of former Yugoslavia, that is being taken as a territory for, as one territory for the sales agents and the distributors. So for us, it was very important to also boost from one side the theatrical exhibition and the film business, to, in a way, enhance the film business and to link distributors with exhibitors, but focusing on the titles coming from the closest region, so from the region of former Yugoslavia, and to enhance the theatrical exhibition in our territories for the regional titles. So we, in a way, let's say, started with it and said, okay, let's see how is it going to work. But really last year we had a big boom with that, because of course this was a great possibility for all the regional distributors who were having a regional title to present it to all the exhibitors from former Yugoslavia, and to kind of follow up as well with the meeting. So basically it works that we have sessions. We have three titles with Yovant Premier who are already finished titles. And we present three of those titles as a whole film, boosting up their promotion, of course, and creating already the buzz during the festivals when you have all the press attendees during the festival days. And, you know, you have the filmmakers and all the film crews attending the red carpets. So, you know, you put a spotlight on these three titles that are being distributed straight after the festival, which I think it's a great possibility for the films, you know, if they have not made it to the film festivals. So they get the same treatment, I would say, and they get a lot of attention from the press. So, of course, you know, how it goes with the press, you know, for the audiences, this is what reaches them the best, I would say.
Yeah.
So we had really packed cinemas this year and sold out slots for the films. So there were a lot of people who were already asking, oh, but when is the film going to be released? You know, can we buy already the tickets? So this is actually what I would say the success of the project and our program that we have, that, you know, the people really got engaged and heard, and that the press is buzzing about, I mean, the local press. So I think this is very important. And on the other side, we have the Avant Premiere trailers. So basically, we're working with the key players and the key distributors in the region who are having the titles, but also not to forget to mention that we have also several titles that have been represented by the producers, and they found in the end through the Avant Premiere, they found also a regional distributor. So for the films, it's also important, you know, so they will get a real distribution and theatrical plan and everything. So we are presenting in two slots today and tomorrow the trailers of the films that are getting ready and are ready for theatrical exhibition starting with autumn and winter season. So we will have in these two slots in the cinema all the exhibitors present there, so they will get the chance to see sort of the catalog titles from the regional distributors that will be presented at the sessions. And after the second session, which is happening tomorrow, they will have pre-scheduled meetings at the industry terrace. So already agreements and confirmations of the dates for the releases will be done in Sarajevo. So yeah. I think this is very important, you know, for films. And also it is good for the distributors, you know, because you don't have to call 30, 40 people and try to matchmake everything, but you present it and then you meet up in the next 2 days when everything is quite fresh with the people, and on the spot you can, you know, fix the distribution and the theatrical exhibition days, which I think for the release dates it's quite important. And it makes it easier because you know the date and you can combine, so everything starts almost at the same time. And I think this is what is very important.
Yeah, it's amazing, it's fascinating, and it represents this. There's so many things happening here in the industry section of the Sarajevo Film Festival. And one of them that we were talking about a little before the interview is deals with concessions, which is, well, would you like to tell us what's happening on that front?
Yes, basically on the 21st, we're going to have the cinema retail workshop, which is going to be hosted by Mr. Hoffman from the Cineplex Group. And I would, as said before, definitely like to talk about more in the upcoming days about when it's more close to the workshop and when we will have also the host with us, so he can also give more, because I think this is something that is very, very important for the regional exhibitors and also distributors, because they are kind of also linked pretty much in our region. And I think it is important in our territories, because you know that I mean, Croatia has maybe the best results in terms of admissions in the region, but I think that also with all the projects and all the initiatives that were happening with the traveling cinema that we have in Bosnia with Operation Kino, and with the other one which is a traveling cinema as well, but with taking the commercial titles to the audiences, and as while Operation Kino is bringing more the art house and European titles to the audiences, I think you really could see the progress in the past 2-3 years in our admissions, you know, and in the box office numbers and results, which I think it is also very, very important for a territory, especially if we're talking about Bosnia, who is having really, I would say, difficulties in terms of that we have only 6 multiplex cinemas and the rest are all cultural centers who are, we have 2 of them being digitized in the past 2 years, but still they're not fully operational 7 days a week, but mainly working on the weekends or sometimes Thursday until Sunday. So it's more event driven, I would say. And I think for us, what we are really trying and what we tried to do 3 years ago, also initiating the Kinofication project, was to digitize cinemas across Bosnia and Serbia. As of course with DCP, it is getting more difficult to place the titles into the cinemas because they do not have any, you know, audiovisual input that they could play it. And of course there is a need and there is a demand from the audiences. This is the best measure that we had, actually is coming out from the results that we have from both traveling cinema projects, so both for the European and the I would say commercial titles. So I think this is definitely something that we want to work on in the future in the region, and you know, continue what we have already started and really put more efforts into it, how we could help those cinemas, because I think from our at least industry side of the festival, this is where we are having a strong role. I would not just say in the region, but especially in Bosnia as a local film festival, you know, that if we are there and if we are in a way influential and knowing the people, we are there to help out also the local cultural centers who are willing, you know, to get the possibility to digitize their cultural centers and to bring the contents to their audiences.
Yeah. Thank you very much for a great overview. It was a great pleasure talking with you, and I wish you all the best in the rest of the festival.
Thank you very much, and I'm sure we're going to meet each other around.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.